And we got connected with him because he owned the property and he wouldn't sell the property without a commission to design the house. But he and we did not quite see eye to eye, although he came up with the basic layout of the floor plan, which was to avoid halls as much as possible and avoid wasted space as much as possible and give us a more natural and informal living space than most houses are built with. Well, we did not care for his designs of the exterior at all, so he kind of sent us to his young draftsman, who had some very good ideas. And we spent two nights, staying up all night until about 5 o'clock in the morning, sketching what it was we had in mind after we were presented with a rendering that was just totally impossible. It looked like a little European village apartment complex. And that wasn't at all what we had in mind. So after we drew the round cornered thing, because we didn't want a stark modern house, we wanted a soft modern house. We definitely wanted it contemporary, and we definitely wanted it simple and plain with as few materials as possible. Mm-hmm. But we got the round cornered idea, and Ron ran with the ball, designed the foundations, and worked it out so that it's actually built on four separate open-top concrete boxes, mm-hmm. which are then three-spanned by the bridge part. Mm-hmm. And I kind of liked it because of the medieval connotations mm-hmm. of the towers and bridges.
You don't like draperies, do you?
We don't have any draperies in the house. Not a curtain.
One thing that occurred to me, I'm sure you saw this, but I'm really curious, there's so many trees around and all. In Atlanta, you get these terrific ice storms.
We don't.
In a while, and a branch will... Is that has to be an extraordinarily strong glass?
Yes. All the glass in the house is tempered except these back panes, which are too big to go in the annealing ovens. So they're half-inch glass.
In the what?
Annealing ovens.
What's that?
That's where they temper it. If you look at tempered glass, like the glass door here, mm-hmm. if you look around the edges, you'll see these tiny little indentations every once in a while. And that's where the tongs were that when they stuck it into the annealing oven to temper it, and when they pull it out again. That's why you can't cut tempered glass either. You have to cut it to size and then put the little tongs on it and stick it in and heat it up. And then when it comes back out again, it's tempered and it will not shatter. It breaks into chunks instead of shattering.
Is there any, are you concerned at all about security or anything? Or, I mean, it seems like it would be.
Well.
Someone with and you have a cut glass.
We really are not worried about somebody who knows how to cut glass, because anybody who wants in can throw a rock. So it would be nice to have the whole thing burglar alarmed or something like that, but it would also be rather futile, because if anybody wants in, it's not going to be that hard to find a way. Mm-hmm. So we just live in trust that people are going to see that we live here and that we don't have anything valuable enough. That it would be worth their while. We don't keep cash. We don't have jewels. And everything that's like a television set or a hi-fi is marked with the little engraving pen, and we have the sticker on the glass. And everything on these premises has been marked.
Someone could really sneak in when you notice a strange clock.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's another thing. There are only 10 families on the street, and we all look out for each other. And when somebody goes out of town, the others look after the house. And if a strange car appears and doesn't go away for a reasonable length of time, somebody either checks it out or calls the police. And there have been robberies, but we haven't been robbed.